101.5 Bob Rocks. I am Crazy Bob on the line. Very special guest, and I'm excited to talk to her because not only is she totally cool, she's one of my favorite guitar players. Nita Strauss, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're coming to the HMAC in Harrisburg, just up the road from us, this Saturday, correct?
That is correct. It's actually going to be our second time playing at HMAC. The first time was so much fun. I think it was 2019 that we were there last. So really looking forward to coming back and spending our Saturday with you guys.
That's cool. Now, tell me where it all began for you on the guitar.
Well, my father's a musician, so he really was the one that instilled that love of music in me, bought me my first guitar, taught me my first few chords. And I really knew kind of right away that's what I wanted to do. It just spoke to me and called to me. So I did my first big tour at 15. I'm 35 now, so it's 20 years now just about I've been doing this, and I still love it very much.
It's funny. You're 35, and you've been doing it for 20 years.
Crazy, right?
That's insane. And then you've been playing with Alice Cooper. What was that like? Or what is it like? Because you still tour with him, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. You know, Alice, if you've ever seen Alice in Wayne's World, that's exactly how he is in real life. He's very kind, very, very funny, very knowledgeable, just a lot of fun to be around. I learn a lot from him still all the time being on tour with him.
Do you ever golf with him?
I don't, but not because he hasn't invited me. It's just because I don't golf, and he's so good. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be like, you know, if you don't know how to play basketball and someone's like, hey, you want to go play basketball with Michael Jordan? Like, you know, I would just hold him back.
Yeah, yeah. So now let's talk about what you're up to now on this tour. I want to talk about the song Dead Inside.
Mm-hmm.
How did that start?
Well, we were in Nashville writing and recording my upcoming record, and we knew that we wanted to have guest vocalists on several songs. And when we heard the music of Dead Inside, you know, everybody in the studio looked at each other and we go, this is a David Draiman song. This is a perfect fit for David Draiman, his voice. So Josh, my boyfriend, sent it over to David. He absolutely loved it. He vibed with it right away. And it was really organic. It was really cool, organic, easy process. David gave us such good material to work with. I didn't really have a lot of notes and back and forth. You know, we gave him the music. He delivered an incredible vocal performance, and it just came together really easily.
Yeah, and it's such a great song in itself, too. So, I mean, congratulations to you, because it's a great song.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you this, because you hear the song and you hear Nita Strauss, immediately you're going to think, hey, it's going to be one of these songs where it's just notes and wanking and all this stuff, but it's actually a really just a good song. Now, when you go to write, do you see yourself as one of those people who make those kind of records?
I mean, my first record is instrumental, but I definitely think that if people listen to it, they'll hear that it's not just notes and wanking. Like, it's emotional, and the songs are structured well, and they're all really about something. So I think if someone thinks it's just a bunch of fast notes put together, they're not really listening very carefully.
Right. Well, let me clarify. When I say notes and wanking, I mean that in the best way possible, because I love the notes and wanking. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, is it going to be over my head kind of a thing? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I think that with the vocal songs, you know, I always write for the song as best I can, you know, so, you know, especially for the songs with guest vocalists, we just tried to write something that would be easy for a singer to sing over. And I think that David really had a good time and was able to kind of cut loose and do his thing on it.
Right. Now, can you let any cats out of the bag as far as who else is going to be featured on your record?
Not just yet. Very soon.
Now, when is the record coming out?
We're looking at spring.
Spring.
It's going to depend on a couple last loose ends to tie up and, of course, finish up mix and master, and then we'll get it out to you guys.
Now, you're doing most of this yourself, aren't you?
I'm actually not this time around. Mm-hmm. I definitely, you know, it's Control Chaos. I recorded and produced and engineered everything myself. And this time around, it was cool. I worked with a lot of different songwriters, a lot of different people in the creating of these songs. So It was really, really cool, especially, again, with the vocal songs, collaborating with different vocalists and having their input on what they were going to be singing was very, very cool.
Was it taking the pressure off not having to do all the other things?
Actually, I think it almost adds more pressure on because, you know, this time it's not just for me. You know, if I write a song that, you know, I'm the only one playing on it, you know, really, like, my core group of people is me and my boyfriend playing drums and my best friend playing keys. So the three of us, we just have this symbiotic relationship where, like, they know what I love and I know, like, I write songs for them and they're playing. And, you know, the three of us kind of are the sound of the band. And now all of a sudden we're bringing these external people in that aren't us. You know, then you have this added pressure of making sure that this is a song, you know, to use David Draiman as an example, this is a song that's a good tempo for him and a good key for him. Is he available right now? Does he have the time? And is this going to conflict with anything that Disturbed is doing or conflict, you know, with his very much needed downtime? And there's all these added things when you bring other people into the mix. So it's been definitely challenging, but good challenging.
Right. Now, who's the band you're bringing on tour?
So it's my boyfriend, Josh Fialta, on drums, and Kat Scarlett on keys, and those are the same people that play on the records. And then filling out the band, we have Dean on the bass and Johnny Young on guitar. It's the same solo band that I toured with the last few tours. It's a great touring band, super high energy. Everybody's great players, work so hard. I feel really, really lucky to have this band and crew.
So what should we look forward to as we're coming to see Nita Strauss live?
A whole lot of notes and a whole lot of energy.
And wanking, yes.
Notes and wanking. We bring as much of an arena show as we can to a club tour. We travel with a lot of production. So you guys are definitely in for a fun, fun, high energy night.
Well, you know what? Someone like you needs a lot of energy because you keep yourself pretty busy.
It's true. I really do.
I mean, you tour with Alice Cooper. You're making your own record. I think I've seen you pitching fitness. I mean, do you have any downtime? Yep. And what do you do on your downtime?
I'm dying for some downtime. But, at the same time, you know, I was just having this conversation with my tour manager, you know, half an hour ago that, you know, we have a number one song in radio right now. It's not really the time for downtime. You know, as much as I've been on tour, you know, we had a 2-week break for the holidays, but I've been on tour since last August and I will be on tour through next June. And, you know, literally from August to June with only a few days here and there for break. But, you know, we've been working all of these years to get a song, you know, go to number one, like Dead Inside. So now's not really the time to take some downtime.
You ride the wave while you can. They don't come around that often. And congratulations on that number one record, by the way.
Thank you very much.
So let me ask you this. If you could jam, name a few guitarists you would love to jam with. And you probably have, I don't know. But, I mean, name some guitarists that you wish you could jam with.
You know, honestly, I have, you know, I've had the great honor as an Ibanez artist and as a signature artist to play with a lot of my heroes, you know, Steve Vai and Satriani and Paul Gilbert. Never Marty Freeman, so maybe I'd pick him.
Marty Freeman. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to get to Japan to jam with him. Isn't that where he is these days?
Yeah, well, you can do a lot of things virtually these days.
Very good. Nita Strauss playing this Saturday night at the HMAC in Harrisburg. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. And I know you're really super busy with everything going on. Can't wait to hear the rest of the record. And you know what? Give me just some, you know, some hints and clues about it. Hints and clues.
There's not a whole lot I can say right now. The record is going to be half instrumental and half guest vocals. So people that liked my first record will have a lot to look forward to, and people that maybe like what I do but aren't really into the instrumental guitar thing will also have something to listen to. So I think it'll definitely help open up what I do to a broader audience of people, which will be really cool.
Awesome. Nita Strauss, thank you for taking the time with us today. Anytime you're riding through, we have an open door policy for you to come into our studio and talk to us and just come hang out. So thank you for taking the time, and we'll see you Saturday night at the HMAC.
Thanks, Crazy Bob.
All right, we'll talk to you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.